يعني اللي انا هسكت ولا مكبرش يعني. فعقولته بالتالي هي تحصل جميل وهي تتجه من السايد مثلا من كاش المسلم تتجه من السايد تتجه من كاش المسلم.
No, just in what I've risen for the teaching, so you can hear the rhythm.
Teresa is saying, preparing something for the cabinet, for the minister today.
So now, just ask. The minister is in cabinet, so the DG is just sending for any other call to come and explain issues that are in front of
us. I hope we are not in the position. Otherwise, it is the committee making the department decision to observe or to comment if they want to comment on the issues that are on the committee report. But this is our report. Can you proceed with the
This is our report. Why do we have the opportunity to record now? And say the separation of powers, like now from local structure, like local government. We have our own report that is submitted, goes to council, after council, either our recommendations are accepted or not. After later, the department will respond on our recommendations, even on our issues raised. Now, this part, making it clear that we don't need a workshop.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. As I've indicated, that this is a committee report. But sometimes it can be a committee report, maybe it gets up some of the information incorrectly. So they have to advise that, no, what you have said here is not correct. But this is our report. That is why I said after the adoption of the report will be edited. Then after the report has been adopted by the House, it should be referred to the department to consider the resolution of the House. Then, and provide the progress report, because when looking at the report, it indicates that after 6 months, the minister must give us a progress report. After so many months, we need to get a progress report on the issue. They're not going to change the report, but especially on figures and other things, maybe it's something that is captured incorrectly, then they have just to address, but they're not it is our report. It will be referred to them, then they have to implement it and give us a focus report on the implementation of the resolution.
Chairperson,
yeah,
I think it's just very important to note that department and deputy minister that are here and resource individuals and they're not here to debate or consider the report with us. I just think it's important that one doesn't set the precedent that you always clear our minds about that.
Correct.
Yes.
Then
you proceed.
As I've indicated that each committee member will participate, will read 2 pages of the report. The following member will continue as such. Let me start. The budgetary review and recommendation report of the proposal committee on rural development and then the reform. Number one, introduction. In terms of the money bills amendment procedure and related matters act 2009, act number 9/2009, the National Assembly is required to conduct annual assessment on the performance of each national department with a focus on the medium-term estimate of expenditure. Section 5 of the act sets out the procedure for assessing the performance of each national department to be followed by the National Assembly. This procedure provides for portfolio committees to prepare budgetary review and recommendation reports, which must provide an assessment of the department, service delivery performance, given available resources, must provide an assessment of the effectiveness and efficiency of the department's use and forward allocation of available resources.
through the recommendations on the proactive source. These reports therefore account for work carried out by the portfolio committee on rural development and land reform, the committee, joint actors for the performance of the department of rural development and land reform, and related public entities. It further makes specific recommendations for budget review and improvement of service delivery. The mandate 1.1, the mandate of the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform. The committee as an extension of the National Assembly is governed by the Office of the National Assembly to oversee the portfolio of rural development and land reform. Specifically, it oversees the work of the executive and the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, whose mandate is transversal, that is to create and maintain an equitable and sustainable land distribution and act as a catalyst in rural development to ensure sustainable rural livelihoods, decent work, and continued social and economic advancement of all societies. Furthermore, the committee oversees the work of the public entities and commissions reported under the department, namely the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, the Commission established in terms of the Restitution of Land Rights Act 1994, S. 22 of 1994, S. amended, and the KwaZulu-Natal Ingonia Marshall Board established in terms of the KwaZulu-Natal Ingonia Marshall Act 1994, S. 3 of 1994, amended by the National Act 9 of 1997. The committee thus considers and processes various programs of the department and related entities, facilitates public participation, considers budget votes, inquires and makes recommendations about any aspect of the department, including its structure, functioning, and policy. The committee exercises its powers within a legal framework of the Constitution, relevant statutes, and the Rules of the National Assembly. The Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. The Department derives its mandate from priorities of government and policies from the National Development Plan and articulated through the medium-term strategy framework and 12 outcomes of government. It coordinates implementation of outcomes government, comprehensive rural development and food security for all. Concomitant to the outcome, the outputs for this department are sustainable, agrarian reform, good thriving farming sector, improving access to affordable and diverse food, improving rural services to support livelihoods, improve employment and skills development, and maintaining institutional environment for sustainable and inclusive growth. Table 1, strategic outcome for initiative goals administration, cooperative government and service excellence, reforms policy, legislative and institutional environment, strategic objectives, statements, council of government and service excellence, through compliance with legal framework achieved by legislation, reforms policy, legislative and institutional environment by legislation, geospatial and pedestrian service, spatial equity, job creation and skills development, integrated land planning, spatial information and administration system to promote an equitable sustainable land use and allocation by community. Skills development and sustainable economic opportunities created by community. Rural development, effective land planning and administration that is biased towards rural areas. Integrated institutional arrangements for effective cooperative governance and stakeholder participation by community. Sustainable reform, improved food production, rural livelihoods, job creation and skills development. Integrated services are facilitated through the coordination of government and development, of government and development by stakeholders by green food. Capitalization and development support provided to land reform beneficiaries and rural communities by green food. Provide rural households and enables to improve their food security by green food. Socioeconomic infrastructure facilitated to improve access to services by green food. Skills development and sustainable economic opportunities created
study land requisition case and provide settlement support. Land rights, resource, or alternative forms of equitable reserve awarded to claimants by these parties. Land reform, sustainable agrarian reform, self-coordination and self-development. Integrated service delivery facilitated through the coordination of government and development by stakeholders and communities. Strategically located land acquired and allocated by the revitalization of development provided to land reform beneficiaries and rural communities by 2014. Self-development and sustainable economic opportunities created by 2014. Resources are adjusted from amended 2011-2014 strategic plan and will be included in the ATC of the Department of Rural Development. Any comments?
So I'll let you find out now if you are doing that to ask us any comments. I thought you are going to read on pages without commenting. I'll let you find out if it's feasible for the department to actually roll this by 2040, just to place the 2040 and the outcome.
The foundation to the house and the resolution, and therefore I'm saying to at the bottom of your table, it says adapted from the amended 2011 Growth Strategy Plan and 2014 ATP of the GLR. And therefore, there's not much to really at this stage share about the effect of this having been adapted from there. And whether or not they would realize that is not the issue. But let me also try to answer here whether they would not realize that. My reading and interpretation of that 2014 is that it says what will be done. It never says, I've not read one, I will invite my colleagues to me. Normally I wear glasses here and then the problem of my glasses. To show me the sentence where it has said it will be completed. Look at the recapitalization development support provided to land reform beneficiaries and work communities by 2014. But what will be done by 2014, and I suppose with a fuller APP, there will then be budget to do that, you know. So it is a relative check. It is a relative. And from where I sit, I support both that we adapted the table and as is, but also number two, it makes sense to me as it stands, you know, because that's what they thought to do. But number three, it's gone. We can no longer, you know, in Venezuela, the rural folks talk about the cow that goes to the dipping tank. We can no longer, I don't know if Gala won't see that. They said it has gone through the dipping tank already, you can't reverse it. Although I think it's a justified case, absolutely. Thank you, sir. That's my interpretation. If colleagues are convinced, I was then going to propose that we would rather wait for the end debate, otherwise, this one is not going to help us. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you, sir. Whilst our function in the community is to oversee the operations of the Trade Office Department, there is a single element in our function, that of cooperating, you know, helping the department. Now, I think here the problem is with the preposition, by. It's implied when you use the word by, and it corresponds in a sense to Honorable Mugoni. When you say by, you mean even prior, in advance. Unless we were to say by the end of 2014, then I would agree, you know, with what he's saying. And then we know exactly that they've got their job cut out. If we say by the end of 2014, then we know exactly. And the reason I raise the issue of cooperation is because it then behoves them, this gives them an opportunity, because the title of the report says the review. This gives them now, you know, a better opportunity, better in inverted commas, the deputy minister, a better opportunity to say, we think this may be over commitment, but we are still committed that by the end of the financial year and in 2014, we will be there with it. I think that will then give them an opportunity to respond in full context. Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity.
Honourable Member, I understand that if you didn't have time to go through the report. Because when going through the report, this is the department APP. I don't think we've got the right to change it. That is what they presented to us. But when going down, there was an opportunity for members to come up with it, to look at the findings and the recommendation. Then you'll be able then to comment on whatever that is added. So, but you can't change the annual report or the APP of the department. Just to notice if we're not satisfied, you just indicate it on the findings, then you'll come out with the recommendation. Because we're here to assist the department. After realizing that there's a weakness, then we have to propose, make a proposal. How do you think that the weakness can be the way the strategy of addressing those weaknesses that you've identified? But we can't change the APP of the department. We can observe that if they fail to do that, just include that those in the findings. That we have realized that the department has said to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 by 2014, but they've done it partially or they failed to do it, whatever, then we're proposing. I think it's clear, Member. But they can't change the
not suggesting that the APP has changed. Well, I think the point here is that these strategic goals is what should guide us in considering the recommendations later on in the report. And I think that says I support what you're saying. But I think we should be very clear that by 2014 means by 2014. And I don't think there was a bit of a discussion there that suggests that maybe I heard it differently, maybe I interpreted it wrong, but that suggested that by 2014 is sort of either here or there. But the fact is, there's a set of strategic outcomes that was meant to have been achieved by 2014. The point is that clearly some of it is not going to be conclusively achieved by the end of this year. That is, I think, a reasonable assumption to make when you look at the recommendations based on investments. That's what we do.
I'm worried about the question. Just on interpretation, I guess this is not a part of the issue, or just interpretation of the English, if you like. Anything that you select to do by a certain time frame, up until the end of that time frame, you are still within your scope. So, I cannot imagine that 2014 is over. 2014 is the financial year, and therefore it ends March next year. 2014 is not a calendar year, it's a financial year. And therefore, it's 14-15. Someone with a full-on reading chair, you can it's 14-15, and I think the PM also made that indication. And therefore, Chair, by 2014, is absolutely sound and marvelous from where I am. That was just a point to clarify on interpretation here in terms of by 2014 means 2014 is still on, they cannot be guilty up until. The last one I wanted to persuade colleagues here, like you have done, it was before gone and very much quality to judge the department before the annual report of 2014 to judge them whether they have met those. I think we'll have a bias as a committee, all of us, in a very inclusive sense there on our position. We'll have a bias at the annual report of 2014-15 as to whether they have met the target. It is very, very premature now, and it would really be very, very unfair to judge them when they have not on their performance. The ADP will be judged, so to use the term, by end of 2014 through the annual report. Thank you very much.
The reason, when one is start
I will just go to 2014. It must say financial year. If your financial year is 2014, that is your financial year, because you are telling us 2014 is 2014, it's not March next year. So I'm saying, okay, let us be careful. And this is how I'm going. Now, I'll propose if I remember which is a financial year, you must say that 2014-2015 financial year. Unless it's not, we cannot just say 2014, but it's next year in March. Not 2014, next year in March.
The financial year is 2013-2014 financial year. That is the annual report that we So we can't separate the financial year because even in the 2014, their target was going to just go through the target. What were the targets of the department based on the AMAP program? Then were they able to reach those targets or they were not able to reach those targets? What were their reasons?
Can I make an example?
Chairperson, I find it quite clear. With respect to Honourable Member Gunia, and look, and it's welcome to interpret it that way, but I think it's very clear at the bottom what this particular section is derived from. It says by 2014. I think also, even if we're not at the end of 2014 in a technical manner, the fact of whether it's March this year or 31st of December, the fact is we're looking at strategic outcomes, and us as committee members, we can apply our own judgment as to whether these strategic objectives have been achieved. outcomes have been achieved slash will be achieved by the end of 2014 or by the end of the next financial year. And maybe I should just place it on record, and then we could disagree with one another. It's okay to disagree. I don't believe the bulk of these strategic outcomes will be achieved slash have been achieved. I think maybe we should just, I want to place that on record.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. The reason why this table is put here is to present the high level objectives, kind of a background of what is it that the committee will be assessing. And if you look at that, these, the third column you're referring to doesn't have specific targets. So it doesn't say what is it that specific target should make. So it is a high level specific objective. But when, and this is where it is important that members are already beginning to engage with it, to say that some of them gave an example that this may not be achieved. But what will be helpful is when we go to particular programs, for instance, if we go to administration and it's contained in the report, look at that objective about reform quality. So we look at what is it that the department proposed to table in Parliament in 2013-14. Then make an assessment and say, out of 9 legislation, they achieved 2, they did not achieve 7. So that's where. So, but here, you can't make it. So I like the assessment that says, having looked at the performance of the department, we think that these objectives have been met or have not been met. So the finding at the end should be able to tell us whether it was a good thing. But at this stage, we're kind of giving that very high level, you know, background information. But we're going to deal with the specific target as we go on with them.
But I just wanted to find out from the member, because you know there's a national target that says we must achieve clean audit by 2040. How do they want the department to acquire that? Just to check.
I think we should move on to
I think we've read some pages. I needed you to comment if you want to comment the pages. But what I've realized on the first paragraph is that as the committee was dealing with one entity, you know what I'm talking about. Not the entity.
I'm proposing that our concept advisor should help us to come up with page by page, and to read it. I foresee us going there for time one. No, but I'm going to think with you, one by one. What is my view, Chair?
Proposal is given number. Another one.
I don't mind either way, sir. Earlier on, before the commencement, you asked what approach to adopt. And my hand remained down because I didn't mind either. Either there was going to be a way of summing it up or there was going to be reading. And my colleagues who suggest, you know, that we change to another mode were the ones who suggested that we read because it arrived late, so therefore let the list correct the committee. So I'm just saying based on that, because we just follow that because it was not
we've already taken a decision. Yeah. I also told them something.
When you started reading, I was saying, no.
Yeah, but that is what we have agreed upon. You said we're not listening. This is the thing. I put two proposals, then I gave members an opportunity to comment.
Yeah.
Then, Honorable Sister agreed that we read page by page.
Yeah.
Then Honorable Walters also pretended that.
Thank you.